morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. And today I want to talk about Google, because apparently Google is making a console. Listen, I don't know, man. We live in 2019. It's a weird world. So over the weekend, Google started making the rounds, a controller. It was a Google controller, started kind of flying across the internet. And so we know that that mock-up of the controller, along with a patent that shows a controller, obviously different than, you know, it has to be different than the DualShock or the Xbox or the Pro controller, but it's in that similar vein. They, you know, they made it very clear that something's coming soon. We also know that Google will be at the Game Developers Conference, which is next week, and they are hosting a panel that is going to be an explainer for their gaming initiatives. And so on the surface, you might be like, well, what the heck are they doing? We have no idea. But when we dig a little bit deeper into what Google has been doing and the programs and pilots that they have done over the last couple of years, I think we start to see some more details pop up, and things start to take a little bit of shape. So towards the end of last year, Google announced that they were going to pilot a game streaming program, and you know, you could sign up for it. It was very much an alpha test, but basically, as long as you had a laptop or a PC, if you were accepted into the program, they would let you play. I believe it was just Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and have it streamed through the internet from Google to you. And what they were doing was essentially testing the infrastructure to see like how much of the calculations, you know, how much of the gameplay would be calculated on their end, and how much would be calculated on the user's end. This was done for, you know, it was done for a brief period of time. It may still be going on for some people, but I know that the big push was over a short period of time. And I was in perusing the internet, I found really nothing but positive results. A lot of people were pleasantly surprised by the quality of the stream, the quality of the graphics, and also like the broad number of people who were able to play. Because what's interesting is this was all done in a Chrome browser window, which is really insane if you think about it. So Google did this thing last year, and it really kind of made a game, specifically Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which is not the most graphically intense game on earth, but it is a good, you know, a gorgeous game. It's complicated. There's a lot of stuff going on. And they made it play on all sorts of stuff because you were playing it in a browser window. I think that this is pretty telling that we're going to get like a formal announcement of something like this. The controller, I think, is a really good idea, because right now you can hook various controllers up to PCs. However, it's not necessarily easy. Chrome doesn't necessarily, you know, it's not universal, right? They have the ability to make a controller that will absolutely work with their devices. Specifically, they can make a controller that could work with their own hardware. And hardware, I think, is the real key here. The previous experiment was, can we make these games play in a Chrome browser? And clearly, that was a success. Now, whether that would survive to scale, I don't know. But Google is pretty good at doing things at scale. But for my money, I would suspect that we're going to see like a Chromecast or a small like desktop cube type device, something like that, where Google will be able to sell this device with a controller, and more or less it will just be the guts of a small Chromebook with a Chrome with a modified Chrome browser in it, and you would just plug it into your television, hook it up to your Wi-Fi, and be able to use whatever gaming service they come up with. That feels smart to me. It's almost kind of using Google's hardware. Google doesn't really have a huge amount of experience. It's tough to say, right? Like, they don't make a lot of consumer electronics, but they do have like the Chromecast. They have the Chromebooks. So, I mean, they're certainly going to, it feels like they're going to fulfill the promise that the Ouya from a bunch of years ago tried and failed because that was a Kickstarter and Google has a lot of money. That's what's coming. We saw the controller mock-up. I definitely encourage anybody that really is interested in tech, just look up Google controller. You'll see what I mean. It's white. It's a little more angular than I was expecting, but then again, it is Google. It sounds like a fun time. I don't know what the use case would be for all of this. I think it's really going to depend on what they tell us. The good news is Game Developers Conference is next week, and we've got boots on the ground there because our podcast co-host, Amanda Farrow from both superparent.com and gamedaily.biz, will be there at the show. So she will be coming back afterwards to get us all caught up. So yeah, that's the update today. I wanted to give everybody a quick hits. This is what's happening. But I want to hear your predictions, right? Maybe you know something I don't. So I'm going to share this into the community. I'd love for you to listen to this podcast and then tell me what you think. Would you buy this thing? Like, if there was a Google Chromecast type game console that let you buy games from, say, the Chrome App Store, and play them on your TV or maybe on like even a cheap laptop, would you do that? I don't know. I'm not sure that I would. I think it kind of depends on what they're doing. So let me know what your thoughts are, and we will talk tomorrow. I do hope you all have a wonderful day. And until then, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon. Bye now.